whether you are in the building or join us through our web broadcast. Thank you for being with us today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to another day of teaching coming from Center of Christ Ministries. We are a church with a heart for God's people. Our pastors are James and Kathy Flowers, and we're located in the city of San Bernardino at 468 West 5th Street. We offer Sunday morning education for new believers beginning at 9:30 a.m. and our Sunday services begin at 10:30 a.m. Life Application Bible Study is held 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening right here at the church, and Women's Bible Study is held 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings in the city of Ontario. We offer Kids for Christ Club for children ages 4 through 12 on Sunday mornings, where they are taught God's Word on their level. Every fourth Saturday of the month, we conduct Beyond the Walls Outreach, where we offer clothing, food, and hygiene kits for our displaced brothers and sisters in the community, and this service begins at 9 a.m. Also on fourth Saturday, we are meeting at 11:30 a.m. for Hope for a Woman's Heart Support Group. This is where women meet for a safe haven to encourage, empower, and lift each other up. Now, take a moment to get your pen and paper ready as we start the study, The Love Lifestyle, with Pastor James.
Okay. So, today, what must I love? Okay. You must love the Lord your God. That's where we want to go today. You and I must love the Lord your God. So as we look at it, who or what is your Lord? Who or what is your Lord? Two concepts. Lord means I follow you. God means I created you. Whatever you follow will create a new you. I think I'll say it again. Whatever you follow will create a new you. You. If you follow alcohol, it will create a new you. You follow drugs, it'll create a new. If you follow sex, if you follow sin, whatever you follow will not only become your Lord, it'll become your master. It'll become your God. Who or what is your Lord? What is your Lord? Who is it? Well, thank you, Pastor. Knowing and identifying your Lord. Let's look at it. Let's go to St. John 15, 1 through 5. Jesus is talking to the disciples, and of course some Pharisees was there. They wouldn't let him rest, and some more people. And he's talking about some concepts that will help us understand stuff. This is called a metaphor. It's using something that's not really what we're talking about to demonstrate what you are really talking about. Y'all with me?
Amen.
Okay, so what does this say, Roger? Let's start the first verse there.
Verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman.
Hold it right there, preacher. So Jesus is saying to them, I am the true vine, or I'm the real, I can make this a little bit clearer. I am the tree, and my Father is the one who owns the orchard. See, I'm the tree. I'm the real tree in the orchard. I'm the only tree here in this orchard that my Father owns. Ain't but one tree in the orchard. I'm the tree.
Amen.
Y'all see it? In my Father's orchard. Now, there's a whole lot of trees, but they're not in his orchard. See it? See it? There's only one tree in God's orchard. Oh, boy.
Amen.
Okay, read some more. Read some more, Roger. What does it say?
Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away.
He takes away the branches that don't bear fruit. Now, understand, a tree has branches. Guess who you are? A branch. See the metaphor?
Mm-hmm.
You are a Okay, let me say it another way. We're supposed to be branches on the tree of Jesus that's planted in God's orchard.
Amen.
Y'all with me?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if we're not bearing fruit, God, whose orchard it is, takes it away. Why? Because I don't want the tree to get unhealthy. That's why we talked a little bit about communion. I hope this makes sense. Because a lot of people are sick among us because they actually don't understand the concept. Does that make sense? Some have even just passed away. What it means is it makes God back away from you. God don't throw a lightning bolt and kill you. What it does is it makes him back away from you. And when God backs away from you because we're so arrogant or so proud or so caught up in our own self that we don't recognize him, God says he hates the proud. He resists the proud because that's a form of pride. What I'm thinking or what I'm talking about is more important than you. Just so, can I help? No one did that here today. I just want us to understand the concept. Okay, just want us to understand the concept. How sacred that actually is. See it? See it? Okay, so every branch of me that doesn't bear fruit, I take it away. I get it out of the way. I move it aside. I get it out from among my tree. I disconnect it from my tree. Y'all hanging?
Amen.
Okay, read on a little bit more.
And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it.
Every branch that bears fruit, preacher. You sure preached last Sunday. Whew, goodness. I have a CD for you. Every branch that bears fruit, he purges it. In other words, he takes stuff off of it. Can be painful, but he takes stuff off of it so it can be a healthy branch.
Amen.
Well, Jesus, remember, he's the expression of God. Jesus took time to go to a tree that he saw before he was crucified. He saw a tree and it looked like, Rick, it had fruit on it. And he went to that. He took time out of his busy schedule. Somebody was sick waiting on him. He took time to go to that tree, to get to that tree and find, preacher, that there was no fruit on the tree. He told that tree, look, you're not going to fool nobody else ever again. He cursed it from the root. Some folks' life. You might, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. So what it's doing is giving you an understanding of how important it is to God that you, if you're going to be connected to Jesus, bear fruit. Who is your Lord? Who or what really is your Lord? Can I help you with this? The easiest thing in the world to do is to get saved. There is nothing easier to do. God saw to it that the easiest thing in the world to do is to accept Jesus. That's why the devil blocks it. Why he makes it so hard. That's why he confuses the whole thing. But the one thing that you can't do is fool, manipulate God. Just understand, the easiest thing there is to do is to get saved. But the one thing you can't do is fool, manipulate God. You'll deceive yourself. Is this making sense?
Yes, it does.
That's why it's really important to be upfront and open with the Lord. Say, I'm not going to throw a lightning bolt at you. I'm not going to condemn you. Whosoever will, let them come. Come as you are. Don't make up nothing. Don't try to imitate nothing. Don't try to pretend nothing. Just be you and come. But come for real. Not pretend. For real. Make sense?
Amen.
Salvation guaranteed. Come for real. Salvation guaranteed. Because Jesus already paid for it. Making sense? Let's go a little bit further. Did we finish five?
No. That it may bring forth fruit. Okay.
I want you to, preacher, to find us here with the Amplified. Now, this is, you have Amplified? Okay. Okay. So I'm going to want to go to Amplified in a few minutes. And so here's the thing. Knowing and identifying. Number one, knowing means to be acquainted or familiar with, to have a practical understanding of. Y'all with me?
Mm-hmm.
Knowing. How is the world going to know God? How's the world going to become acquainted with or familiar with or to have a practical understanding of God? God has a tree in the vineyard or in the orchard. And that tree has branches on it. Y'all see it? The branch has the order or the charge to produce fruit. You know the tree by its fruit. You know God by the tree. Oh, you can't know him, but you got to know him through the tree. Jesus said, I am the vine. Or, I am the tree.
Amen.
I am the tree. Jesus said, I'm the door, the truth, and the life. I'm the only way to the Father. The only way you can know God is through me. That's what Jesus said. And then he said, I am the vine. You're the branch. Y'all with me?
Amen.
So I must love, or I must have three expressions. I must sacrifice, I must cover, I must give, because I'm the branch. I must love the Lord. Who is my Lord, or what is my Lord? Because only way I can know if I'm really loving the Lord is through what fruit I'm producing. That's the only way I really know. Crying won't tell me. Giving you a sandwich won't tell me. The only way I can really know who is my Lord is by the fruit. I can see a bunch of trees. I don't know what kind of tree it is until it produces fruit.
Amen.
I can guess. Oh, that looks like an apple tree. But if there ain't no apples on it, I don't really know. See, the only reason only way I can really know what kind of tree it is by its fruit. Oh, boy. Okay. So, be acquainted, familiar with, to have a practical understanding of. No. What? 15, John 15, Well, we already went there, but I'm going to go here in a minute. And then identify. Go to John 15 again, Roger. In the Amplified though. Did you read it?
I didn't read it all the way through the five. I only did verse 3.
What is that? Cricket.
Yeah.
Time out.
Yeah, it's a cricket.
Okay, so time back in. Okay, so it disturbs the service. Folks will be, and they'll be doing, and not hear you. Am I okay now?
Yeah, cricket him.
We all right? Okay, okay. All right, okay. So. Well, it seems like our time has come to an end. Thank you so much for being with us. How I enjoyed our time together. I hope this was beneficial to you. If you would like to become a member of the Center of Christ Church on the Web, or if you'd like to be one of our partners, this broadcast is being sponsored by the partners of COCM. You could go to our website, www.centerofchristministry.com. There you can find what you need to join the church or become a partner of the COCM ministry. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for being with us today, and we hope that you gleaned something from what you heard. We're going to pick up next week, and we hope that you'll take what you learned and study that and let it really get into your heart. And just be blessed this week, and we'll see you again next week. Take care, God bless, and see you soon.